Text 1. A New Museum in Western Australia. First Reading. Listen to this interview and answer questions 1 to 7.
I am the first voice you will hear, the interviewer.
I am the second voice you will hear, representing Alex Coles.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Wake Up Perth. I'm talking today to Alex Coles, who is the director of the new Western Australia Museum, Bulabardip. Welcome, Alex.
Good morning, Robin, and good morning to your listeners. So welcome to the new museum in Perth, the WA Museum, Bulabardip.
Well, firstly, what does Bulabardip mean?
Bulabardip means many stories in the local Noongar language.
Could you tell us why you chose this name for the new museum?
Yes, the name Bulabardip was chosen as it recognises the significant role of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in WA's shared cultural heritage and the many stories they have to share.
Many stories, absolutely. And I must confess, I've just done a tour of the huge museum and its size has made me quite giddy. I'm terribly impressed by the combination of traditional buildings and brand new glass 21st century ones. How did you manage that?
Well, I have to pay tribute to the architects for that. The restoration brought together WA's unique cultural, scientific and historical collections. They've done a fantastic job. And in fact, one of the comments that a number of people have made is the extraordinary integration of the old and the new. We have a series of 5 heritage buildings spanning a period from about 1850, 1855 up to 1913. And then, of course, we have the new build. The architects have managed to knit these buildings together quite brilliantly. It was actually very difficult to navigate around at first because some of the differences in levels are quite large. There is a horizontal loop that is a key part of the design, allowing you to go right around the building at level 1 without ever going up a step.
So tell me, Alex, how did the opening of Bulabardip go?
Oh, the opening was fantastic. We were very excited to open our doors so that visitors can share in the celebration of all things Western Australian. We're very proud of our history and our people, and this place condenses all of that in one magnificent building. Also, on our opening day, the government announced that it has guaranteed free admission for everyone for at least the next 18 months.
Wow.
Yes, I agree. It's wonderful that so many people can share in the experience for free. The WA Museum Bulabardip is of such a scale that you're never going to see it in 1 or 2 or 3 or even 10 visits. You're going to need to keep coming back again and again. And that's why the free entry is really important.
Yes, and there is such a range of exhibits. There's a separate area for marine archaeology and marine exhibitions, but you also have an amazing representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's history. What's that like as a display?
Well, the special thing about it is that it is not a single display. The representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's history can be found throughout the entire museum. The first display you encounter as you enter the museum is called Ngalangkurt Bujawern, which means our heart, country, spirit. This really provides you with a welcome into the Whadjuk Noongar country on which we are based, but then takes us to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's cultures right around the state and deals with some pretty contested histories as well, as you might imagine.
Many visitors have been impressed by this.
Yes, the comment that so many people have made to me is that they've never actually seen Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' narratives so deeply and widely woven throughout an entire museum. So there isn't a single one of the 8 galleries where you will not find Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's voices. A great example of that is a gallery called Origins, which deals with the beginning of the universe, right up to the most contemporary science of the present day. And throughout that gallery, there is a wonderful introductory immersive area, with local Noongar man Noel Nanup narrating stories of the night sky.
Well, it's an incredible triumph, really, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. It's the work of a lot of people over a long period of time and of successive governments, and we are so proud of it. I believe it's going to be a wonderful meeting place for the people of WA, and also it will be a fantastic international attraction.
Thank you so much, Alex.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Alex Coles, Director of the new museum in Perth, WA. We can't wait to visit.
Text 1, second reading.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Wake Up Perth. I'm talking today to Alex Coles, who is the director of the new Western Australia Museum, Bulabadip. Welcome, Alex.
Good morning, Robin, and good morning to your listeners. So welcome to the new museum in Perth, the WA Museum, Bulabadip.
Well, firstly, what does Bulabadip mean?
Bulabadip means many stories in the local Noongar language.
Could you tell us why you chose this name for the new museum?
Yes, the name Bulabadip was chosen as it recognises the significant role of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in WA's shared cultural heritage and the many stories they have to share.
Many stories, absolutely. And I must confess, I've just done a tour of the huge museum, and its size has made me quite giddy. I'm terribly impressed by the combination of traditional buildings and brand new glass 21st century ones. How did you manage that?
Well, I have to pay tribute to the architects for that. The restoration brought together WA's unique cultural, scientific, and historical collections. They've done a fantastic job. And in fact, one of the comments that a number of people have made is the extraordinary integration of the old and the new. We have a series of 5 heritage buildings spanning a period from about 1850, 1855 up to 1913. And then, of course, we have the new build. The architects have managed to knit these buildings together quite brilliantly. It was actually very difficult to navigate around at first because some of the differences in levels are quite large. There is a horizontal loop that is a key part of the design, allowing you to go right around the building at level 1 without ever going up a step.
So tell me, Alex, how did the opening of Bulabadip go?
Oh, the opening was fantastic. We were very excited to open our doors so that visitors can share in the celebration of all things Western Australian. We're very proud of our history and our people, And this place condenses all of that in one magnificent building. Also, on our opening day, the government announced that it has guaranteed free admission for everyone for at least the next 18 months.
Wow.
Yes, I agree. It's wonderful that so many people can share in the experience for free. The WA Museum Bulabadip is of such a scale that you're never going to see it in one or two or three or even 10 visits. You're going to need to keep coming back again and again. And that's why the free entry is really important.
Yes, and there is such a range of exhibits. There's a separate area for marine archaeology and marine exhibitions, but you also have an amazing representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' history. What's that like as a display?
Well, the special thing about it is that it is not a single display. The representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' history can be found throughout the entire museum. The first display you encounter as you enter the museum is called Ngalangkurt Bujawern, which means our heart, country, spirit. This really provides you with a welcome into the Whadjuk Noongar country on which we are based, but then takes us to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' cultures right around the state and deals with some pretty contested histories as well, as you might imagine.
Many visitors have been impressed by this.
Yes, the comment that so many people have made to me is that they've never actually seen Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' narratives so deeply and widely woven throughout an entire museum. So there isn't a single one of the 8 galleries where you will not find Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' voices. A great example of that is a gallery called Origins, which deals with the beginning of the universe, right up to the most contemporary science of the present day. And throughout that gallery, there is a wonderful introductory immersive area with local Noongar man Noel Nanup narrating stories of the night sky.
Well, it's an incredible triumph, really, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. It's the work of a lot of people over a long period of time and of successive governments, and we are so proud of it. I believe it's going to be a wonderful meeting place for the people of WA, and also it will be a fantastic international attraction.
Thank you so much, Alex.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Alex Coles, Director of the new museum in Perth, WA. We can't wait to visit.
Now answer questions 1 to 7. Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for text 2.